Brian Hogevane, a.k.a. The Cashman. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, John. How are you doing this evening?
You got a really fun name to say, Hogevane, but we just call you The Cashman.
Yes.
How are things going at AmeriCash or in Westmont?
Fantastic. You know, super busy. Every day, you never know what's going to ever walk in that door.
When I walked in there, I was blown away at how cool it looked. Some of the stuff you got in the front were great. You took me on a, not everyone gets to do this, the behind-the-scenes tour.
Yes.
And some of the stuff. You buy a lot of stuff from people. And what I've learned from you from these segments is, hey, you never know. Bring it in. And you're someone that likes to buy some stuff.
Absolutely. And that's the unique thing with this in this business, is you never know what's going to walk through that door. You know, someone one day could have a Rolex. Another day, someone could walk in with a, you know, an autographed Tom Brady book.
Right.
You know, we've had so many different... A suit of armor is sitting in our store. You know, I mean... You just never know what's going to come in.
Do you find it fun to treasure hunt and try and figure out how much is that worth? How much, who could maybe want to buy that? Is that, do you ever stop and go, this is actually kind of a cool, fun job?
Oh, it definitely is, because it's ever changing. You always got something new, something different that's coming in. And everything has history. So, you know, you read about a particular coin, and what a lot of times a lot of people may or may not realize is that a lot of coins will sometimes commemorate a moment in time, moment in history, and then you can expand on it. You know, why was this made, and why do they create this stuff, and why is it that specific year, and it just all the information that comes in with it. Even, you know, when you get into like the sports items, or, you know, even the commemorative watches that are made. They made, you know, watches for the moon landing, and just all different kinds of items. It's just fascinating to see them.
Big spoiler alert to the listeners. I was in with Brian for like an hour, and if I hadn't had another meeting to go to, I probably would have been there for another three. This is why we get along, Brian, the students of history. It's fun to dive into these things. All right, let's go right to the phone lines. By the way, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you don't get through, how can people reach you tomorrow?
Yes.
630-969-9600. There you go. Okay, let's go to Carl. Carl, you're on WGN. Hello, sir.
Hey, John. Hi, Brian. Right out of the gate here. Yeah, I thought I'd give this a shot. A number of years ago, this guy was throwing away some stuff, and I said, hey, can I have that? And basically, it's poster size, horizontal of that. And I don't know who took the original photograph of Michael Jordan kind of flying through the air just before he hits the basket.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's what the poster of is. I don't know if it's worth anything, but it's nice looking.
It's nice looking. And it's a poster. It's not signed or anything. No autographs?
No.
Okay. Let's talk through that, Brian. A lot of people have posters and such. They love it, but they're like, oh, maybe this is worth something. What do you think?
There is definitely some market for certain posters that do exist out there. You know, condition, of course, being the absolute most important thing when it comes to that. You know, someone that's out there that's collecting the different types of posters, they're going to be looking for stuff that doesn't have the pinholes in the corner or sticky tape on the back, you know, et cetera. Obviously, the ideal... you know, thing to yield the most value for an item like this would be if it was, you know, signed and authenticated by Michael Jordan.
Right. But this one isn't. So you never know. Check it out before you throw it out, Carl. That sound good to you?
Yeah. Hey, one other thing, guys. Yeah. And just for the record, no tape or anything. It has that black metal border on it. You know, like some of the posters used to have. That's what's on the perimeter of this.
So it's not a frame, it's something that's built into the poster?
No, you would call it a frame, John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody, you know, at some point in time framed the poster.
That's a good thing. Kept it in better condition. Carl?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd call Brian or visit AmeriCash. You're at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. It's that West that throws me off. 16 Ogden. There you go.
16 Ogden, Westmont.
There you go. Okay, got a lot of text coming on in. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Someone wanted to know, I've got silver proof sets, they believe from the 1970s. Any value in that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, proof sets do have some value. You know, when it comes to the proof sets containing actual silver that ended in about 1970. So the ones coming from 1971 until about 1992 did not contain
actual
silver.
Okay.
They are the copper nickel or the copper combinations on the coins. There were, of course, some special commemoratives that were issued in 1976 They did some special issues for the Eisenhower dollars and from 71 to 74. So those could have some silver in it. But those are separate from the proof sets themselves.
All right. I got a text 630, and they included a picture, which always helps. This is a brand new, never opened old Mario game. Is it worth anything? You took a look at this. Kind of looks like a CD-ROM called Mario is Missing. I never heard of it.
The games that are built... judging from the picture, is that this was made for a PC or to be used on a computer. The ones that really would have the value would be the first issues, original, sealed in the box. They actually professionally grade those on top of it. So depending on the grade, you know, some of those can sell in the tens of thousands of dollars. This particular CD-ROM one, I would personally have to do a little more investigation to really determine if there was a strong market for it and or the value of that item.
Check it out before you throw it out. What number should people reach you at, Brian?
630-969-9600.
Got a lot more text. Let's get those calls in too. 312-981-7200 to talk through it. Brian, you ready for more of this?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Linda.
Bring it on.
Linda, you're on WGN. What's your question, Linda?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a basketball signed by Michael Jordan. Unfortunately, it's only authenticated by me because I was holding it when he signed it.
Oh.
So I just want to know, is it worth me getting it authenticated, and might it be worth something? It is not an official NBA basketball.
It's a
regular size.
That's
basketball.
Oh, it's not a regular size? It's smaller?
No, it's a regular.
Oh, it's regular.
Size.
Okay,
it's not an NBA basketball.
Got it. So that happens a lot, I imagine, where people get it signed themselves.
Absolutely.
What do you do?
Just curiosity, when did you obtain the signature? What year?
It was during the championship year. They were working out at the Multiplex in Deerfield, and I was there for a fundraiser. I mean, I was there working, but he signed it for the fundraiser, and I ended up buying it myself. So it was during whatever the 7 years of the championship years. But
the glory
I
decade.
Don't have the-
yeah.
Sure. I would definitely, you know, if you personally witnessed the signature, which is a huge thing, to actually watch Michael Jordan himself sign it. Because, unfortunately, Michael Jordan's signature is probably one of the single most counterfeited signatures that are out there. In fact, to be honest, 99 out of 100 that I see are not real.
Wow.
If you personally witness this, I'd say great, and definitely would bring it in, and we can get it authenticated for you by the proper companies to really back the signature or the authentication for that autograph. And yes, it's definitely worth some money.
Oh wow! And on the basketball probably helps too.
Well, on a basketball is good now, and on an official NBA basketball would be better.
But it's
not going to be worth as much as one on an official basketball, but this still will have some money, obviously providing that it passes the authentication.
Linda, where are you calling from?
Highland Park.
Bring that thing to Westmont, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Thanks so much for your time, you guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That. Amerikash Coin and Jewelry. Yeah, I mean... I believe Linda. She was there, but someone's got to, go through that process somehow, right?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's just the only way to be able to have it. You have to have that solid, reputable third-party company, like PSA or JSA. Those are, two very, Beckett even does the authentication. That just back up their word. They don't just authenticate it, but they back it up with, their reliability, their company itself, and so forth. And that's what makes it. Gives that extra value.
I know you don't want to say this for Linda because you'll have to see this particular one, get it authenticated down the road. He didn't sign that many things. I don't know. What's a ball? Can you give me any sort of a ballpark? Let's say pretty average to above average condition on a NBA ball.
So when we're talking Michael Jordan signature, it really does matter what the item is that is signed and how clean, clear, or crisp the signature is. We've sold some, smeared signatures. They're authentic, but they were smeared. And stuff like that went for as little as $500 to $1,000.
Still not bad.
No, it's not bad. But that would be on an official
NBA ball.
And then we've sold some stuff that were not on an official items and so forth. They generally go for a little less. Speaking of the poster, I happen to have had a Michael Jordan signed poster pre Upper Deck contract. So he had a contract with Upper Deck where he would only sign for them. that was authenticated and passed, and that one actually did really well. That sold for about $2,500.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. So check it out before you throw it out, Linda. Someone wanted to know, 708, how much does it cost to authenticate something?
Again, that just depends on really by the player. So an item like Michael Jordan, I want to say is around $150 to have it authenticated.
Okay, but if she was there and she knows it and it can be authenticated, could pay off for her, or just even to have that peace of mind and have that piece of paper.
Absolutely. It's definitely worth it, especially with somebody like Michael Jordan.
Now, to the other side, football's Michael Jordan for us here, probably Walter Payton. I have an NFL football brand new with a Walter Payton signature only on the ball. It's the only signature on the ball, and it's in its original box. There was a difference between Payton and Jordan, wasn't there?
Absolutely. Walter Payton signed a lot, and he knew he was not well, and there is stories out there that talk about Walter Payton signing for days straight just to make sure that all his fans would be able to get an autograph of his.
Jesus.
You know,
amazing.
He really did sign a lot of stuff. And on Walter Payton, just like Michael Jordan, there are a lot of counterfeits that do exist out there. So having it authenticated by a reputable third-party authenticating company would be key. We do see a lot of stuff come in, and it'll be, you know, XYZ baseball store, and they throw their certificate with it. Unfortunately, that doesn't carry any weight. A lot of times that shop doesn't even exist anymore, so there's no backing to it any at all. Where you have a huge companies like Beckett or James Spence or PSA
or reputable things.
You know, they're there and they're going to be there.
But going back to this football, it's an NFL football, looks new in a box, still could be worth something though.
Absolutely. You know, an item like this in this market today could be anywhere between $500 to $1,500 is a realistic number. I mean, I see stuff out there, people are always asking incredibly high numbers, but when you actually check sold results and see what the stuff actually brings,
right,
it's usually a lot less.
If people go to eBay, they're like, well, they're selling for $15,000. Did it sell, or is it just listed for that?
Exactly. That's the key. You see that a lot.
All right, 715. I have a kid's Roy Rogers saddle made in the 1950s. Any idea what that is?
Roy Rogers, very popular during that time, the Cowboys and Indians era. And the collectability for a lot of those items is still there, not as strong as it used to be. Condition playing number one factor in it. If any of the original packaging is still with the item, all that's going to really determine what that item's going to be worth.
What is the appraisal fee for coins? Someone wants to know.
If you're... that's tricky. Okay, so when... Well, because it just depends on what you're exactly wanting to do. If you're coming in and you just have some coins you want to sell and you want to get a price on it, we don't charge anything.
You'll look it over.
Look it over. We'll tell you, hey, we're willing to pay X dollars for everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you need an appraisal for insurance purposes, based on what the items are, you know, there'll be a set fee that we have generally charged per hour for doing that. And then it also depends if you wanted your coins professionally graded. So that's a fee that we don't personally charge, but that's up to the third-party grading companies like NGC and PCGS that would charge their fees for that.
Okay. 847 tells a story about his brother was a paper boy. For the baseball commissioner in the Ruth era, he gave him a framed signed autograph of Babe Ruth. Obviously, it's before the days of certificates of authentication. I don't need to know how much they're worth, but you can go back and authenticate old signatures, right?
Oh, absolutely. They can. That's just like the Michael Jordan piece or the Walter Payton piece. They can authenticate the Babe Ruth item, and an item like that is something we would definitely be interested in seeing.
All right, where can people reach you at?
You can reach me at 630-969-9600 or stop on by at 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont, Illinois.
Blake and Kevin, stay on the line. I'm going to talk with Brian and try and answer your questions off the air, so don't go anywhere. The rest of you, I'm sure you've got more. Brian, you'll be back. We hope to talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds great.